Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everybody. Asher Blake here, and welcome back to ADHD Focus. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Kinda like an out-of-control roller coaster? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We can actually learn to steer that darn thing. And today we're talking about how to do just that, developing emotional intelligence for better relationships. Think of emotional intelligence as a superpower, a secret weapon in navigating the crazy world of human connection. It's not about becoming some stoic robot who never feels anything, though wouldn't that be nice sometimes? It's about understanding our own emotions, recognizing those of others, and using that knowledge to build stronger, healthier relationships. Now, I know what you're thinking. Easier said than done, Asher. Trust me, I get it. But stick with me here because we're gonna break it down into five actionable takeaways that can seriously level up your relationship game. First up, self-awareness. This is about getting to know yourself on a deeper level. Like, really deep. What triggers your emotions? What are your go-to coping mechanisms, both healthy and not so healthy? Ever notice how you react differently in certain situations with specific people? Understanding these patterns is key to managing your emotional responses effectively. Think of it like this. You wouldn't jump into a pool without knowing how deep it is, right? Same goes for your emotions. Take the time to explore them, understand their roots, and learn what makes you tick. Next up, empathy. This is where we put on our metaphorical empathy glasses and try to see things from another person's perspective. It's not about agreeing with them. It's about genuinely trying to understand their feelings, motivations, and experiences. Remember that time your friend was venting about a stressful situation? You probably didn't just offer solutions or dismiss their feelings. Instead, you likely listened actively, validated their emotions, and showed them you cared. That's empathy in action. Third, communication is king. This one might seem obvious, but it's crucial for emotional intelligence. It's not just about talking. It's about expressing your thoughts and feelings clearly and respectfully, while also actively listening to others. Practice using I statements to express your emotions. I feel frustrated when, and make an effort to truly hear what the other person is saying without interrupting or jumping to conclusions. Now, let's talk about emotional regulation. This is where we learn to manage our own emotional responses in healthy ways. It's not about suppressing feelings, that never ends well. Instead, it's about finding constructive outlets for those emotions. When you feel overwhelmed, take a deep breath, go for a walk, listen to your favorite music, or engage in any activity that helps you calm down and process your feelings. Finally, self-motivation. This is the fuel that keeps us going on our emotional intelligence journey. Building these skills takes time, effort, and constant practice. Don't get discouraged if you have setbacks. Just remember why you started in the first place. Focus on your progress, and keep moving forward. Think of it like learning a new language. It takes time and dedication, but with consistent effort, you'll eventually become fluent. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're at a dinner party, and things start getting heated between two guests. One person is feeling defensive, the other is lashing out. In the past, you might have felt overwhelmed or even triggered by the tension. But now, thanks to your newfound emotional intelligence, you can calmly observe the situation, identify the underlying emotions at play, and perhaps even guide the conversation towards a more constructive path. See what I mean? Emotional intelligence isn't just about avoiding conflict. It's about navigating it with grace, understanding, and empathy. It's about building stronger connections, fostering deeper understanding, and creating a more positive and fulfilling experience for everyone involved. So there you have it. Five key takeaways to boost your emotional intelligence and level up your relationships. Remember, this isn't a one-time fix. It's an ongoing journey of self-discovery and growth. Keep practicing, keep learning, and watch those connections blossom. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to try this week to boost your emotional intelligence? Share your thoughts in the comments below, or tag me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, remember, Focus on what matters, cultivate those connections, and never stop growing.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.